Reporter, good evening. Today, we bring you a special report on the ongoing debate between online learning and traditional classroom education. Both methods have gained popularity in recent years, but there are key differences that have prompted a growing discussion among students, educators, and policymakers. First, online learning has become increasingly accessible, especially in the wake of the global pandemic. Students now have the flexibility to learn at their own pace, from the comfort of their homes. With tools like video lectures, online discussions, and interactive assignments, many learners are finding that online education offers convenience and flexibility. Additionally, it allows students to attend courses from institutions worldwide, breaking down geographical barriers. However, critics of online education point to the lack of personal interaction. While digital tools help facilitate learning, they believe that the absence of in-person instruction may hinder the development of important skills like communication and teamwork. Traditional classrooms, on the other hand, foster these skills through face-to-face interactions. Students can participate in group discussions, engage in debates, and ask immediate questions, which is often harder to do in an online environment. Proponents of traditional education argue that it provides structure and accountability. In a classroom setting, students are required to adhere to a schedule, which helps them stay disciplined and organized. Furthermore, many subjects, such as science or the arts, rely heavily on hands-on learning that online platforms cannot fully replicate. Students in traditional classrooms can conduct experiments in labs, access physical resources, and collaborate with peers on projects in ways that are not always possible in online settings. But supporters of online learning counter that technology is rapidly closing these gaps. For example, virtual labs and simulations are increasingly being used in fields like science and engineering, giving students the opportunity to gain hands-on experience remotely. As the online learning environment continues to evolve, many believe it will offer an increasingly effective alternative to traditional education. In conclusion, both online and traditional classroom education offer distinct advantages. While online learning provides flexibility and global access, traditional classrooms offer structure, personal interaction, and hands-on learning. Ultimately, the choice between the two methods depends on individual preferences and needs, with some suggesting that a hybrid approach might be the most effective solution moving forward.